Brings us to subset C under reports. This is consideration approved resolution 2019-50. This is emergency repairs to both Blanche and Sly Streets. Mr. Ainsley, one last time to you here.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. First of all, as the title of this shows, it's an emergency repair. So with that, I would like to note that the staff is actually requesting that you pass two separate resolutions. That was a way to make the paperwork easier. And so it would be 2019-50 emergency repairs to Sly Street, and then 2019-51 emergency repairs to Blanche Street. We, as the council is well aware, these are the two crossings of Bear Butte Creek that actually lead into the city park. Both crossings were unfortunately taken out during all the flooding that occurred. So right now there is, I'm sorry, one was taken out, the other one just needs repairs, I'm sorry. But in any case, right now it is not safe to enter City Park, and so all of City Park is currently closed. With that being said, that's where the city's football field is, as well as soccer fields, and of course we have upcoming sporting seasons for our youth, as well as our now expanded bicycle park that PALS has been working very hard, along with a lot of private contributors, to do, really is not accessible, along with all the other playgrounds and other facilities. We are requesting that these be able to be repaired using an emergency provision, which is authorized under state statute. The reason for that is, frankly, in order for us to draw up plans and then bid that out, it will take at least 3 months, 6 months to do that. I mean, 3 months would be incredibly aggressive, likely 6 months. And then construction would be starting in New Year's. We lose two sporting seasons. It really isn't adequate. And so we are requesting a expedited service for this. The reason we are choosing these crossings and not the other crossings that were had damage, actually the other crossings were eliminated. The other crossings, you still can access North Sturgis either through Junction or 9th Street. And so there is actually service to there, unlike the city park where it's currently isolated. The other thing is that as we're waiting for a presidential declaration, which we are hoping we'll be receiving soon, when that occurs, there is an ability to actually apply for a grant to make upgrades so that you're not just fixing it at the same state as what it was before the flooding. We would like to see upgrades to those so that the same thing doesn't happen the next time there's a flood. The reality is we probably can't apply for upgrades for four crossings. That is probably asking for a little too much. And so it makes sense to ask for upgrades on the ones that are actually leading to residences. So that's kind of our strategy, is to apply for a grant on the ones that are leading to residences, then the ones that are leading to the parks, just go ahead and make the needed improvements that need to be done so we can open up the facilities. We have been trying to get some quotes from contractors. We have been in contact with them. Unfortunately, we have not received any written quotes. And so this is an unusual resolution, or both resolutions are unusual. What they are requesting is that you're authorizing the city manager to enter into contracts to make repairs to one and to build a new one on the other. We would, before I actually sign off on a contract with that, we would gather what written estimates that we have, and I would provide a report to the council, and then the following day enter into that contract. The resolutions require that I would also make a report to the council at your next council meeting, which is July 29. But in any case, the council would be well aware, and if for some reason you have a concern with a contractor that's being chosen or a reason why that contractor is being chosen, you would be able to tell me before I would sign that contract. So we'll give everyone at least, you know, one night to think about it. That being said, are there any questions? I do want to note that the proposed resolutions that we are presenting are different than what's in the packet. I apologize, but getting the packets out Wednesday, we were hopeful that we were going to have some of this information to you by right now, and we don't. So,
Any questions from counsel for Daniel? So in summary, I guess, different resolution than what's included in the packet, and it's two separate resolutions, one for each street. And it does give Daniel, the recommendation is give Daniel the ability to sign the contracts once those are brought forward from the contractors.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
I would move to consider to approve resolution 2019-50, which is repairs to Sly Street Bridge, I believe.
We have a first by Terry.
Second.
And a second by Steve. I'm going to open it up to the public for any comments, questions, concerns for this emergency action.
We need to add with signatures.
I was assuming.
Your ability to sign.
I was assuming that was your motion. Is that a correct assumption? Was that your assumption too, Steve? Okay. Yep. To authorize Daniel to sign. How about public input, comments, questions, concerns?
Doing these one at a time?
Yep. Anything else from council? All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. That emergency repair is approved. The second one would be the actual replace the Blanche Street crossing.
Move to approve resolution 2019-51 to replace Blanche Street.
A first by Ron and a second by Rhea. Comments, questions, concerns from the public? Any more from council? All those in favor of the motion, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
Opposed to no. Resolution 2019-51 passes unanimously.